The Israel Report with Rolim Marks.
Chag Yom HaAtzmaut Sameach.
Chag Yom HaAtzmaut Sameach. Sam and Sasha, everybody in studio and to all the listeners. Oy, I'm verstunkend auf aller Eich, but it's all good here. I was listening to the Moshe Peretz song. Clearly they weren't on any of the flights that flew over the beaches along the coast of Israel today, but it's all good. It's all good.
Tell us about your day.
Superb day.
Tell us about your day. What did you do? What does it feel like?
We've been talking about flipping switches the last couple of days, and 8 o'clock happened last night that switch was flipped, and of course this country turned into one gigantic party. So yesterday we mourned together, we honored together, today we partied and we ate together. So happy birthday, Israel. At 71 you have never looked better, and we are very, very aware over this time of the year, the, you know, the tremendous price that we have paid as a nation to have what we do and what it's like to be a nation without a state. And you know, when Yom HaAtzmaut rolls around, it doesn't matter where you sit on the political spectrum, where you sit on the religious spectrum, we all come together. The beaches were packed, the forests were packed, people were on tiyul, the weather was almost perfect. It was great.
I will tell you that I watched the tekes from Jerusalem last night.
I'm impressed. How did you manage that? Tell us your secret.
How am I streaming it? Chadashot did it live. And if you've got a good internet connection with good fiber, you can be there. It's almost as good as being there. Not quite, but almost. And Mr. Kahan, who is going to finance your next Bereshit Shtayim attempt to land on the moon, did you see him go off script?
It doesn't matter. He's Morris Kahn. He's right now, he's the hero of this country. He can go as much of script as he wants, as long as he helps put that second Bereshit on the moon.
You are, that is so funny you said that, because I was really upset by him doing this. Although he's messing up the whole ceremony. This has been choreographed to perfection. And I SMS'd a friend of mine who said, what's happening here? And he said, it's fine. He can do it. And it's just so bizarre that you're saying the same thing. Just absolutely.
We're Israeli, honey. We're Israeli. We're like, you know, by the time that rolls around, you know, we don't mind. Make as many mistakes as you want, as long as there's Allah Aish, as long as there's a good Israeli wine or beer, we're all happy. And even whiskey today, we're all happy. We're all good.
Yeah, the camera panned around and you saw Prime Minister Netanyahu and his wife, and even he was laughing. But my big takeout from the ceremony last night, the one that really moved me beyond belief, was the lady who was 90 years old from Tunisia, who lit it.
Isn't she extraordinary?
Oh, man.
Isn't she extraordinary? And you know what? It's just a little glimpse into the incredible people that we have in this country. You know, everybody's got a story. Everybody's got something exceptional to say. You know, we're a nation made up of refugees, of immigrants, of pioneers. This really is the most special place. And it's great on opportunities like this to hear from people whose stories you otherwise wouldn't hear. But a really, really magnificent person. And, you know, Ad Meir Ve'Asrim. She's in the 90s, so she's heading in that general direction.
Yeah, and it's interesting because it's a demographic that we do not have in South Africa. Unfortunately, we are such a homogenous community and so overwhelmingly Lithuanian or Eastern European. We don't have North Africans of that ilk. And she just put a smile on my face because here was this 90-year-old, full of energy, just wishing the world love. I think she had adopted she'd fostered 50 children. I mean,
52 Arab and Jewish children. I mean, it's really something quite extraordinary. And you know what? These are the everyday stories of Israelis that don't make the papers, as well as what you've just said. You know, we think that, or maybe Chutz La'aretz, or outside of Israel, we think that Jews are homogenous. We look a certain way. We all are Ashkenazi. You know, it couldn't be more further from the truth. If you come here, we're 82 different nations having been absorbed in this tiny little place in the desert. We're 82 different ethnicities, different languages, different cultures, which sometimes you can encounter 82 different cultures on any single day. And, you know, sometimes it can be challenging, sometimes frustrating, but it adds to the flavor and the culture of the country. And we have Jews from all over the world, from India, from Africa, from China, from places you would never imagine. I mean, when I first heard there was a community in Guatemala, I said, what?
No, I get it.
But we're there. And, you know, it's just simply very, very special, very, very unique, the way that this country is structured and made up. You know, I like to think we're a magnificently flawed democracy. You know, we have our issues. We're not perfect. I don't think any country is. But we truly are unique and quite special in that uniqueness.
So we've got about 4 minutes left, and I don't really want to be talking today of all days about Iranians' nuclear ambitions and et cetera, because quite honestly, today I'd really rather talk about Israel and the good stuff about Israel. So personal question, Rolene. Did you go through any sort of culture shock when you arrived?
You say that. Okay. You're lucky that radio is not visual, because my first week,
I've
written about this, so I don't feel any embarrassment to tell the world. My first week here, I go to the supermarket to buy chicken breasts with my dictionary, with my, Sefer Milon. So off I go and I have no idea how to describe chicken breast. So, you know, to the immense frustration of the butcher behind the counter, neither of us understood what I was trying to say. So I eventually started clucking like a chicken, flapping my arms and
putting your hands at your chest,
the desired part of my anatomy to explain what I wanted. Needless to say, he was actually French, so he got it immediately. And he said in French, and I won't say the word, actually I will, because it's not an X-rated word. He said, t'entong, poulet. And I thought, okay, we're halfway there. But I did get my chicken breast, but yeah, there was that.
And you wonder why Netta Barzilai had won with this song, Clucking Like a Chicken. You see, there's history here.
There you go. Maybe I inspired it. And then there was the other time when, you know, Olim Chadashim make epic mistakes with the Hebrew language. And I had a cat sitting next to me on a bench in Tel Aviv one day. I was with friends, and some woman came up to pet the cat, and he wasn't interested. So I said,
He prefers to smoke
instead of lishon, to sleep. And needless to say, I've got the most bizarre look.
Yeah, that is
epic. But you know, there's your culture thing. And then just driving. I challenge anyone to drive on the Israeli roads and not encounter several different cultures in a short distance. But you know, it adds to the flavor of the country. And today was case in point. A group of friends and myself, we were doing our ala esh on the beach, as one does. And there was a family next to us. And let me tell you something, their ala esh was something quite out of this world. They had a chatzil, an eggplant the size of a soccer ball, which they proceeded to stick in our pit, and then repaid us later with the most unbelievable plate of chatzil ala esh with tahina and the whole number, and then returned with something I've never seen in my life: potatoes strung up on a wire and put in the fire. So we were all quite fascinated with how they managed to string potatoes on a wire. But, you know, it's Israel. It's the land of, It's the innovation nation and the land of creativity. So, yeah, look out for potatoes on a string somewhere near you.
Wowie zowie, who would have thought we would have been talking to Rolien Marks about potatoes on a string on a beach in Israel. Rolien Marks, let's leave it with, again, Yom Ha'atzmaut Sameach, and go enjoy the rest of the day and be so proud
Thank
of what you.
You
have achieved. And, it's remarkable.
I'm loving it leaving you for a little while because I'm heading down under. But I will be back in a couple of weeks, but I'm going to miss you guys.
Yeah,
so,
we're going to miss you too. Fly safe.
And I haven't gone anywhere, listeners, just to Australia, in case anyone is worried.
Okay, fly safely, and we will talk to you upon your return. Safe travels.
Absolutely. I don't know if I'll be like conscious, but you'll certainly talk to me.
Cheers, Rolien. The time has gone half past five. It's time for a news update with Sasha.